Li Zhongtao was one of many CIA-trained Hmong who fought against communist forces and rescued downed American pilots. Li, who grew up in a small city in Laos and attended school through third grade, speaks Hmong, Laotian, and French. He was a government administrator and soldier in Laos before his CIA training. Early on, in 1960, Li and a group of soldiers fought a battle in San Kuang province.
My group consists of civilians and soldiers of 195 people. We only have 27 weapons. We went there during the night time and we got there 4 o'clock in the morning. We're trying to take over the airport. During that time, there is the Laotian soldier or the security there. When we took over, we told the soldier there that we're here to give you freedoms and to give you economic wealth, not to, to kill you.
A few months later, American airplanes dropped the first of many weapon shipments for the Royal Lao Army and Hmong soldiers. The war ended in 1975. As communist forces took control, Li helped others find their way out of Laos. 4 years later, Li left Laos forever and fled to a refugee camp. He stayed there 2 years and then moved to Europe and later South America.
We had there,
The reason I went to France and French Guiana and my kids came to the United States was that back in Laos, polygamy, it's practiced, and I have 3 wives. And I have 32 children, 11 sons and 21 daughters. When I registered to come to the United States, they won't accept me because I practice polygamy. And then we live in Kakao, French Guiana. And then the French law said one person can only marry to one person. And then I divorced two of my wives and then keep one. I decided to divorce the one that has older children that who can take care of them and keep the one that who has younger children where it needs my support.
Li Zhongtao has lived in St. Paul now for 10 years. Photographs and posters of Hmong leaders adorn the walls inside his home. Li, now an old man, is a Hmong clan leader and shaman. A traditional shaman shrine stands against one wall. Draped across the ceiling is a sha nang, two wooden dowels with 4 pieces of wire tied from end to end.
These sha nang or wire are more like a connection to the spirit, to the heaven. And when the shaman called for help from heaven, it was sent through this wire. And when he communicated back to the heaven, he will communicate through this wire back to the king up there. These names are more like the military soldiers or the military force who fought with the evil spirit. And, it was sent by the heaven god, to push the evils away.
As a shaman, Li performs centuries-old rituals for those who still follow Hmong spiritual practices. And as a clan leader, Li advises clan members and mediates disputes between them. Li also serves as president of the Hmong Cultural Center. He sees his work there as a way to teach the old ways to Hmong youth.